The scripture reading is Mark chapter 2, verse 3 through 12. Mark 2, 3 through 12. And they came bringing to him a paralytic carried by four men. Being unable to get to him because of the crowd, they removed the roof above him, and when they had dug an opening, they let down the pallet on which the paralytic was lying. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, Son, your sins are forgiven. But some of the scribes who were sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, why does this man speak that way? He is blaspheming. Who can forgive sins but God alone? Immediately, Jesus, aware in his spirit that they were reasoning that way with him, with themselves, said to them, Why are you reasoning about these things in your hearts? Which is easier, to say to the paralytic, Your sins are forgiven, or to say, Get up and pick up your pallet and walk? But so that you may know that the Son of Man has authority on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, I say to you, Get up, pick up your pallet, and go home. And he got up and immediately picked up the pallet and went out in the sight of everyone, so that they were all amazed and were glorifying God, saying, We have never seen anything like this. Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 10,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, GCN viewing audiences, and children of Sunday school, The words of the Bible are active. To believers, the miracles in the Bible are not just some written record, but they take place even today. Matthew 8:13 says, And Jesus said to the centurion, Go, it shall be done for you as you have believed. And the servant was healed. That very moment, they can experience that things are done as they have believed. This is privilege given to those believers who have true faith. I'm talking about true faith, true and perfect faith. This is privilege given to those people who have that. Some of you, however, might ask why you certainly believe but do not receive answers. In order to receive answers from God, just saying I believe is not enough. Then what do you have to do? I will tell you three things based on today's reading passage. I hope this message will become your life and strength, so you will receive whatever you ask and give glory to God. I pray this in the name of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, let us first look at the reading passage. When Jesus was at Capernaum, a crowd of people gathered around him because they had heard news about him. There was also a paralytic man who was carried by his friends on a pallet. He had heard Jesus could heal any disease and he believed it. He had hoped that he could also be healed if he went before Jesus. But because of the crowd, he could not get into the house where Jesus was. It was more difficult for him in particular because he was on a pallet and people had to make way for him. When we had crusade in DR Congo, even the family of the president, they came to attend the crusade, but because all the roads were blocked, they had to go back. The president was quite young at that time, and his wife, the first lady had, his sister was acting as the first lady, because he was still, I believe, single. So anyway, his sister and another family member tried to come, the president's mother tried to come to the crusade, but because it was so crowded and all the roads were blocked, they couldn't come. And because the place was blocked by the crowd, they couldn't go to Jesus. And yet the paralytic and his four friends did not give up. and looked for a way in. Eventually, they found a way that no one could have imagined. It was by opening the roof of the house where Jesus was letting down, Jesus was, and letting down the pallet. It was possible because the roofs at that time were made with clay and straw. There were many reasons why they should not open the roof. They could have thought, can we damage another person's roof? There certainly is going to be dust in the house while we are opening the roof. But all the reasons faded away by the faith that they could receive the answer only when they went before Jesus.
It is because they had firm faith.
Such people are the ones who really long to receive the answer and who trust in Jesus. By so doing, eventually, the paralytic man met with Jesus. But nothing happened yet. So when did the answer come to him? Verse 5 of the reading passage says, and Jesus seeing their faith. It means faith is visible. Jesus seeing their faith said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. And then in verse 11, Jesus said, I say to you, get up, pick up your pallet, and go home. That's when the paralysis was healed. Brothers and sisters, these verses contain three spiritual conditions with which we can receive the answer. First, we have to show faith from our side, which is to set up a proper faith. So if you believe, you have to establish this prop of faith. Here, faith from our side refers to general faith, which is faith as knowledge. Men's mission members, especially, I hope you will listen carefully and receive the solutions to your problems. We believe God created the heavens and the earth and all things in them with His Word. We believe the Bible is the Word of God. We believe God's Son Jesus was conceived in Virgin Mary by the Holy Spirit and was born. Also, we believe He died on the cross for our sins, resurrected on the third day, and ascended into heaven. We also believe, after that, the Holy Spirit came to us and dwells among us. We say we believe and we believe and we believe. Does that mean your answer is coming? Your answer is guaranteed? No. It doesn't. It means, it just means you have heard and you have knowledge. It's not the faith with which you can receive the answer. This is the general faith that we can have from our side. It is faith as knowledge gained by hearing sermons or reading the Bible. But of course you should have at least this knowledge first. That's why you have to read the Bible so that you can have at least faith as knowledge. As you keep on reading the Bible, you can gain the knowledge. And by practicing what you know, then it'll become spirit. Then it'll turn into spiritual faith. So if we do not have this faith, we wouldn't come to church or believe in God. But this general faith in itself does not bring answers to us. It just plays the role of the prophet that enables us to receive the spiritual faith which is given by God. The paralytic man and his four friends in the reading passage also had this general faith. They certainly believed that Jesus could heal diseases. And they showed that their faith was true through their actions. Namely, they went before Jesus even by opening the roof. It means they did their best to firmly set up the prop of faith from their side. First part of verse 5 in the reading passage says, and Jesus seeing their faith, they show their faith so that Jesus could also could see their faith in their actions. Even today, in order for us to receive the desires of our heart, we have to show our faith. We have to show the faith we have with deeds so God can see them. There are times when some of the sick people are almost coerced to come and receive prayer. In this situation, it's difficult for them to receive answers. There is a minimum prop of faith that must be provided by the sick people themselves. They have to believe in God the Creator, and they should know why Jesus is our only Savior, and then come with faith. And if they do believe and come, they will be repenting. So they have to repent of their sins. Only then will they be healed and will they receive the answer. But because you ignored all these steps, you just want to bring your family members there in the third stage or last stage of cancer, and you know they're at the threshold of death, and you bring them to me, and it's of no use because they didn't prepare any, they didn't establish any proper faith. They didn't repent. And also, repenting can't be done by coercion. They have to know what they have to repent of. And accordingly, they have to repent. So that their faith will become the faith with which they can receive the answer. So they have to know why Jesus is our only Savior and come with faith. For this reason, I always say that you should at least learn the message of the cross for you to receive divine healing. You must listen to such basic messages and at least have faith as knowledge. And you have to come using that faith as your foothold, so that divine healing can take place. By the way, there are some believers who get involved in accidents or who get serious diseases and come to receive prayer. Then I ask a question. Have you kept the Lord's Day holy and given tithes? These are the two most basic commandments that all believers in God must keep. If you do not keep these two commandments, it's difficult to receive the answer by faith. It's because as James 2:26 says, faith without works is dead. God said, faith without works is dead. And because they have dead faith, they can't receive the answer. In order for you to receive your heart's desires, you must set up a firm, proper faith by showing your faith through your actions. You don't just have to pray earnestly, but also if urged by the Spirit, you have to fast or offer all-night prayers. Depending on each one's measure of faith, you might also have to do good deeds such as evangelism, voluntary service, or charitable work by the urging of the Spirit. When you show your faith with actions, which is to set up the proper faith from your side, spiritual faith can be given from above. Dear brothers and sisters, in order to receive the answer with faith, secondly, you must not have any barrier of sin. If you have any barrier of sin, you can't receive answer to anything, period. You pray hard, but you don't receive any answer. It's because you have a wall barrier of sin. Today's reading passage, verse 5 says, and Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the paralytic, son, your sins are forgiven. Because Jesus knows the spiritual law very well, he first gave him forgiveness of sin before the healing. Even if we prepare the proper faith from our side, it will not work if we have a barrier of sin between God and us. Isaiah 59 verses 1 and 2 says, behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that he cannot save, nor is his ear so dull that he cannot hear. But your iniquities have made a separation between you and your God. And your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Your sins have hidden his face. He can't see us when you have sins, so he does not hear. Also, even if you try to set up the prop of faith, the wall of sin will shake that prop. What does this mean? Satan can make sinful people have thoughts of doubts and other fleshly thoughts. then the prop of faith will be shaken. It can cause doubts, blocking the possible answer. And then they may even lose their faith as knowledge. They might even consider other people's testimonies or their own past experiences as coincidence. With the barrier of sin, Satan can cause negative thoughts so that the prop of faith can't be set up firmly. Eventually, it'll be difficult to receive the answer. Therefore, in order to receive the answer with faith, we must not have a barrier of sin before God. Now, is there anybody who loses heart thinking that God will not give you an answer because you've committed sins? Is there anyone on this earth who is without any blemish or spot? We wash our faces, take a bath, and wash our clothes because we get stained every day. It's the same in spiritual sense. Before we cultivate the heart of spirit and the whole spirit, we must always try not to commit sins. And if we do commit sins, we have to repent. 1 John 1:7 says, But if we walk in the light as He Himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. As God is in the light, if we children of God walk in the light, then we have fellowship with one another. We have fellowship with God. And when we say, I believe in God, it is true. And when we say, I love God, then it will be true. Because we love God, we live by the word of God, walking in the light. And if we don't love God and say we love God, it's a lie. Those who don't love God, they don't live by the word of God. It means they are lying when they say they love God. So we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, cleanses us from all sin.
자, 이럴 때 모든 죄를 깨끗게
So our sins will be completely cleansed when we walk, when we do all these things. 1 John 1:9 says, If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. According to this verse, if there is a wall of sin, first we have to honestly confess our sins before God. And if we turn from sins and walk in the light, we can be forgiven of all sins by the blood of Jesus. Having no sin in this way, if we set up a prop of faith well, it means we have finished the preparation to receive the answer. Brothers and sisters, now the third and last condition to receive the answer is to receive the gift of spiritual faith from God. It is to receive the gift of spiritual faith from God. The third and last condition is to receive the gift of spiritual faith from God. So whatever you pray for to receive an answer, you have to receive the gift of spiritual faith from God, then it will be answered. No matter how well we have prepared, we can't receive the answer as long as God doesn't give us spiritual faith. In verse 11 of today's reading passage, Jesus said to the paralytic man who was on a pallet and let down from the roof, I say to you, get up, pick up your pallet and go home. This was not words from faith of the paralytic man or the faith of his friends. They came before Jesus with the faith of the paralytic man and the faith of the four friends. That was the proper faith. But the actual answer was not given by the faith of the paralytic man or the faith of his friends. It was given. It was the profession of faith of Jesus. The paralytic man and his four friends set up the prop of faith, and Jesus put spiritual faith on it. Then the miracle took place. The paralytic man stood up on his own, picked up his pallet, and walked back home. If spiritual faith with which we can believe from heart comes down from above, the change can take place instantly. Worries, concerns, anxiety, nervousness, and despair will disappear. In your business, you make plans and you pray. You pray, and you should receive the answer. But before you receive the answer, you just do. You carry out your plans, your own plans, and you face difficulties. But if you receive an actual answer from God, everything will prosper. So how do you know if it's God's answer? You can be sure in your heart. You don't have any concerns, anxiety, nervousness, or despair. You will have true peace. And because you know, and you will know in your heart that you will have true peace in your heart. All the concerns and worries will go away. You will gain the conviction that your heart's desire will be answered. And you have to wait until you receive such faith. You can't just keep on waiting. Of course, you have to keep on waiting. But when these things do not come, you might still have a wall of sin against God, or otherwise, if all the conditions are met, you will receive the answer. Some people, however, do not understand this spiritual faith and act presumptuously. This is an accord of something that happened in the 1960s. There was a divine healing meeting in Mount Samgak, and it rained hard during the meeting. The valley was soon filled with a rapid current of water. Two of the attendants set off first, and they were stuck because of the current. They remembered Peter walked on water and prayed, "Lord, Peter walked on water, and there is no reason we can't do the same. Lord, I believe." Obviously, they were swept away by the torrent and drowned when they walked down into the valley. This is a pitiful incident caused by spiritual ignorance. Especially high mountains. It is a valley. When there's a lot of water, the water gets so rapid, the current becomes so rapid in an instant. And even in Gethsemane, my prayer house, when it rains hard, it becomes a very rapid and strong current, and it even carries big rocks, even though it's not a high mountain. And to such a current, if somebody steps in, they will have to drown. They can't cross it. And they try to walk on this kind of current. And it's not true faith. It's a wrong idea. They didn't show true faith. They needed to wait until God gave them spiritual faith, but they didn't. They acted according to the kind of faith they thought was true. Peter's walking on water didn't happen through his own faith. Peter believed that a miracle could take place if he was with Jesus. That is why he said to Jesus, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." It means he laid a prop of faith. Then the answer was given by Jesus. And it did not mean Peter now had the power to walk on water right away. He could walk on the water only when Jesus told him to come. Peter could walk on water only when Jesus gave him the spiritual faith to be able to walk on water. But then, while Peter was walking on water, he became afraid of the wind, and he began to flounder. Namely, when Peter's prop of faith began shaking and eventually fell, the miracle of walking on water also ended. This is the spiritual principle, which you should understand very well. So, your trust is very important. Peter, he didn't receive the Holy Spirit at that time, so he believed in the Lord, but he couldn't completely trust Jesus. That is why when there was wind, he began to doubt.
That much wind and waves,
he knew he couldn't survive swimming.
He knew
he couldn't survive in that kind of wind and waves. So such thoughts came into his mind. So his prop of faith was shaking. And immediately he began to sink. He began sinking.
So, 성도님들도 이 점을 잘 알아야 합니다. 사업을 할 때든 병 고침을 받을 때든 주 안에서 무슨 계획을 이룰 때든 마찬가지입니다. 내 편에서 최선을 다해 믿음을 바칠 때는 세운데 아버지 나의 믿음 위에 위로부터 영적인
힘을 얹어 주옵소서 기도해야 합니다. With your best effort, and you should pray that the Father will give you the spiritual faith from above, on top of your own faith. You shouldn't just act recklessly or presumptuously, according to your own ways and thoughts, saying that you prayed and fasted. And when difficulties come your way, you shouldn't say things are not working out, even though you prayed and fasted. If you really believed in God the Father with your heart, you should also wait until spiritual faith is given from above. That is why there is patience and self-control among the nine fruits of the Holy Spirit. The answer is given at the time when God gives you the gift of spiritual faith. Just like dry land is soaked with rain, when your heart is filled with the faith given by God, any kind of problem will be solved. Oh, you are in a hurry. You want the answer right now.
그러니까 여러분들이 기도할 때마다 믿음은 받침대를 만든다면 참 번거롭죠.
So that is why it might feel inconvenient to prepare the proper faith whenever you pray.
그러니까 그런 번거로움을 피하기 위해서는
to avoid this kind of inconvenience.
항상 깨어 있으면 되는 거예요.
You should be always on the alert. You should be always awake. You have to keep on praying all the time. You should always be filled with the Holy Spirit all the time. It means you should have the proper faith all the time. So if there is any problem, your confession of faith will be true all the time. If you have the open passage with God all the time, when you say Father, then the Father will answer right away. Yes, here I am. But if you pray and then not pray, and if you cease to pray,
and
just because it's hard, physically hard, it means you haven't prepared the vessel ready yet. So you might receive the answer or you might not. And if you are in a hurry, you should receive the answer in a hurry, but you can't. Because you ceased to pray.
And because the line is severed.
So you always have to have this open passage to God. And it means you should be filled with the Holy Spirit all the time. And even if you pray this way, do you still face difficulties? No. Even if there is a difficulty, if you just pray, then immediately you understand why there is such a difficulty. By the work of the Holy Spirit.
So
you can just solve it. Because you have the proper faith already. So if there is anything with which you disappointed God, if you have a kind of affliction in your heart, you should always be happy and joyful. And if you lost that, you might want to think about the reason why, and you'll be reminded of a wall of sin that you created. So you can break it away immediately and then pray so you can be filled with the Spirit again. So whenever you ask for something, you have to, you don't have to prepare the prop every time. Those who are praying all the time, they don't have to go through all these steps because they don't have any wall of sin. This wall of the problem of sin is gone. The first condition is to prepare the proper faith. But you have that already all the time. And then the only third condition remains. God has to give you the spiritual faith. And if you pray, He will give it to you. So dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in this message I talked about three conditions for you to receive the answers. First, you should show your faith from your side, which is to set up the proper faith. Second, you must not have a barrier of sin. Third, spiritual faith has to come from above. And this, this can't be done by your own strength. It has to be given by God after you have fulfilled the first and second condition. Then the God, the Father, will give you the third condition. Those who do not have any wall of sin can skip the second step, thereby speeding the answer. If you have a wall of sin, you have to realize what sin it is, and you have to repent of it. You have to cleanse your sin, and God has to give you the forgiveness. And depending on the magnitude of the sin, the time, the effort, all, everything will be different. If the magnitude of sin is great, you can't just say, "Oh, I'm sorry." You really have to repent thoroughly by the Spirit of God, given the Spirit of repentance given by God. So there will be so many procedures. So that's why you must not make any wall of sin in your regular lives. If you live by the Word of God all the time, how happy you will be. If you live a good life without being evil, how happy. Today, there's so many murders. They murder even among family members, relatives. In the old days, they took revenge and stuff. But even in family members, the world is changing so rapidly this way.
10년에 지어야 할 죄로 관영돼야 할 그 기간 지금은 1년도 안 걸려요.
You know, before, it would take 10 years to fill up this much sin, but now it doesn't even take 1 year.
그러니 얼마나 빠르게 돌아가요, 세계가.
Sins are prevailing so fast, so much.
그러니 앞으로 또 1년,
so after 1 year, what will happen?
지금 우리가 생각하는 이런 세상이 또 아니에요.
And the world will not be the kind of world that we are thinking of, the kind of world that we are living in right now. 1 year later, it'll be completely different. And the year after that, it'll be so different. And year after year, the end will be so near. The Father is already preparing for the end. The Lord's coming back. We will have to go on a pilgrimage. And we will have to go because we'll have to correct some of the things. Because there are many things that are not right. For example, Mount Sinai. What they say is Mount Sinai is not the actual place that Moses where Moses received the Ten Commandments. Because I visited Israel many times. I visited Mount Sinai every time. And I never went up there. There is a hotel below the mountain. But to go up there, you have to ride a donkey and other things, but I never climbed up. Have you ever seen me going up the mountain? Never, because God didn't move me. God didn't move my heart. That is why I went all the way there, but God didn't move my heart, so I didn't go up there.
So,
because that place is not the actual place where Moses received the Ten Commandments. It's another place. So from now, so when we actually go on the pilgrimage, there are some countries where Christians are not allowed, like Saudi Arabia, their laws are too strict. So if women, they expose their arms or anything, they will be arrested right away and put in prison. And when the time comes, even those countries are preparing. I saw in the news, you know, they will open up so that they can accept pilgrims, you know, foreigners. So they will make a special law. So it means the end is so near. So that when the time comes, we'll have to go in by the command of, when the command of God is given. We'll prepare ourselves. So we will actually see the actual place where Moses received the Ten Commandments, where where Cain was actually wandering around where Adam lived. He lived in Israel.
And
how they did the funeral when Adam died. I will explain about all these things. Also Sodom and Gomorrah. What happened to them? How the Dead Sea was formed? If there is the pillar of salt, really? If it's there or where it is? Where all these things? I will explain. And because the end time is very near, God is ready to explain all these things. So, when the time comes, we will visit the actual pilgrimage places. We'll correct all those things. The map of pilgrimage will have to change. And why Adam came to that place and lived there, and how did he die, and how did the funeral go? I will explain all these things. So, those who do not have any wall of sin can skip the second step, thereby speeding the answer. When we set up the prop of faith, God will put the spiritual faith on it. These two things combine together, and the work of God will take place like lightning. And those who have cultivated heart of spirit and whole spirit have already prepared the proof of faith, not to mention having no wall of sin. They are in spirit already. Spirit, they might corrupt also by the work of Satan. Some of them were tempted by Satan.
So, they must,
we have this, they must go into Holy Spirit where they have sincere heart and true faith.
Who
can't be tempted by Satan at all, but men of spirit, they have traces of flesh from the past. So when they're tempted, they sometimes fall. They shouldn't be tempted at all. If you are tempted, it means you being tempted itself will disappoint God. It'll become a wall between a barrier against God. Because if you trusted God and trusted the shepherd 100%, you will not be tempted in the first place. You don't have any reason to be. Satan will not be able to work on you. So the fact that you are tempted, it means you gave something with which Satan can work on you, where he can tempt you. It means you disappointed God. When you're tempted, you can drive it away right away. But if you accepted it, it means you greatly disappointed God, and it becomes a great wall of sin. It becomes a great barrier. So I hope you will. None of you will be tempted in that way. Just think about it. In this church, what happened? For the last 34 years, every week, I've been performing signs and wonders every week. There was no single week where signs and wonders didn't take place. I don't have time to introduce all of them every single week, but there are these continuous, unending testimonies every single week. In the summer retreat on the first day, most people, they were sick and they couldn't be healed. They couldn't cure. They couldn't find a cure in the hospital. Most of them. And so many of them were healed. And in this church, such works are taking place every week. And as you hear and see these things all the time, your faith has been growing up. So I had eight events. Eight times. So in April and May, we had a lot of rain, frequent rains. In the past, we had the dry spring season, but apparently it's not dry anymore. We have a lot of rain in spring.
8일 날짜로는 9일 동안을
so for 9 days we had 8 different
dates,
8 events.
We never had any rain.
But only when the pastors, newly elected pastors, they had the event for 2 days. So they had rain for 1 day. And it was necessary. It had to come on that day because they were listening to my lectures on the second floor in the main building. They had to listen to my lectures, classes for whole day. So because it was raining, they couldn't think about, you know, going outside and playing the badminton or swimming or anything like that. So they could focus on the classes. They could focus on the seminar. So after, and then it stopped raining in the evening after dinner, so they could play badminton and they could
exercise.
Why do I talk about suddenly badminton or swimming? Pastors and Levites. Exercising is necessary. If you go without any exercise, it's not right. You have to keep your health too. It's important. Sometimes you can't just pray all the time, make visitations all the time. You can't just be sitting all the time. And if this goes on for a long time, it's not good. So sometimes you have to do some exercise. You have to get some exercises. So that's why those who came there, you know, I prepared such places so they could exercise. It's not because I want to do all those things. I prepared all these things actually for you. So for 8 days, there was no rain, cool breezes. It was not hot or cold.
And
there were these wonders too. Sometimes God showed us these rainbows. And the flowers. On the 28th, I think, festivity of a spirit, the 120 kinds of flowers, they were all in full bloom.
And you see,
the colors, their colors were the most beautiful on that day. Each of them. On the day of a festival of a spirit, as you see, the colors are beautiful. They're in full bloom. And I watched them carefully.
As to learn
how
the Father God is working.
Making all the flowers bloom in full on the day of the festivity of spirit. Because that's what God said. He will cause all the flowers to be in full bloom on that day.
So
I watched them carefully. Because I wanted to learn how God is working. Last year we had the Festival of Spirit on May
5th.
But because we had to do many events this year, so I preponed it kind of. So we had it on the 28th of April.
So because
it's early, the flowers and everything, the blooming, and it'll be all different. Last year, they were in full bloom on May 5th. But this year, it was on April 28th. So the flowers had to be in full bloom on that day. And I believed 100%. When I had 8 festivities, I had the first event was on that on a particular day. I proclaimed, I announced it, announced them in advance. By announcing them in advance, then the spiritual world will begin to work. They can get the work in advance because I proclaim in advance. So they will try to, they will make it the best on the festival of spirit. That's why I announced it earlier. So that God worked in a way that all the flowers were in full bloom on that day. And those who were there, you witnessed it. You witnessed it.
저기 저거는 다른 동네 산인데 저렇게 아름답게 저희가 갖고 놨어요 꽃을 심어서.
But we planted flowers
and
we took care of them.
동네 사람들이
using that land as if our own. The people in the town they come to see.
그래 이제 그거를 어떻게 적용을 아버지가 하시는가
And I watched carefully how God was working. So in April,
더운 날이 이제 30도 한번 올라갔고,
there was once a day when it went up to 30 degrees Celsius. And usually it was 23, 24 degrees.
잠깐 올라가고,
in the daytime.
그때 꽃이 많이 피려고 하죠.
Then the flowers would be ripened to be in bloom. But then at late at night it would go down to 4 or 5 degrees Celsius. So the difference is quite big. So at night, the flowers would kind of shrink back in. So in the daytime, they were trying to bloom. But they shrink back in at night. Until the festival of spirit. So as it got closer to that day, God raised the temperature at night too. So it was 25, 26, 27 during the day and 12 or 13, 14 at night. So the flowers that were in bloom would shrink back a little bit and then came to bloom in full on the actual 28th of April. So I wanted to learn how God was working. So anyway, we had these 8 events in April and May when it rained quite often. So we didn't have any rain. We had these happy moments, happy days. And I learned quite a lot too.
And
having these 8 festivals, God the Father was very pleased.
네가 움직이는 마음 하나하나를 지켜보았다.
Heart. I watched every
어린 소자까지 학생부
piece of your heart, every part of your heart.
다 다르지만
there were many different kinds of teams.
네가 마음씀으로
And for each of them, I watched how you were caring for them.
어린 소자 하나라
Even the little ones.
귀 여기지 아니한 적이 없고
consider them precious.
네 마음, 네 가족 이상으로 네가
And 대했다. You cared for them.
Even
more than your own family. And you treated them with your love. And you conducted all these festivities. And that is the heart of the Father God. That is my heart, he said. And because your heart was same as mine, God is so pleased.
So,
such tremendous power was given. And the power is becoming stronger. The power is to be able to control the weather conditions, the things in the nature. I've been moving a lot of things in the nature. But anyway, this is to raise the temperature or to lower it, even the ability to move the air current, because they change according to the positions of sun.
And also to be able to
move the oceanic current and air current. To be able to control the temperatures, you have to be able to move all these things around so there won't be any confusion or chaos. You have to be able to move around everything in balance. So I will have to move them with by harboring them in my heart. So I've been studying all these things for this past spring. I was urged in my heart, and for 3 weeks I was trained to be able to perform all these things.
그리고 이것이 이제
And
또 여름에 수련회 때까지 이어집니다.
This will continue until the summer retreat.
이번에 금년 수련회는
so this year's summer retreat will be completely different from the ones in previous years. There will be explosive works. Those who are sick, please prepare with faith. Don't just casually prepare. You've seen so many works, so many miracles, so many signs and wonders. Please don't prepare at ease, but just prepare your proper faith with all your best. It's the same with all businesses and your workplaces. And if you once prepare the prop, God will put His blessing upon that prop. So this year's summer retreat will be very different from previous ones. We'll have much more happiness and joy. And when the conditions rain or anything, you don't have to care about all these things. People from other conditions, other countries, you don't have to care either. When it rained, it had to rain. And it doesn't mean God has no power to stop the rain. But it is better that it did.
Dear brothers and sisters,
I talked about the three conditions for you to receive answers. First, you have to show your faith from your side, which is to set up the proper faith. Second, you must not have a barrier of sin. And third, spiritual faith has to come from above. Those who do not have any wall of sin can skip the second step, thereby speeding the answer. When we set up the proper faith, God will put spiritual faith on it. These two things combined together and the work of God will take place like a bolt of lightning. And those who have cultivated heart of spirit and whole spirit have already prepared the proper faith, not to mention having no wall of sin. So 1 John 3, 21-22 says, Beloved, if our heart does not condemn us, we have confidence before God. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do the things that are pleasing in His sight. So, you keep the commandments of God. So this way, you don't have any wall of sin, so you can ask God confidently. For anything. So you're confident. So when you pray, and you receive whatever you ask. You receive from Him whatever you ask. Why? Because you're pretty or you're pleasing in the sight of God. Why? Because your heart is pleasing in the sight of God. Why? Because you keep the commandments of God. Because you do the things that are pleasing in His sight. That is why He gives you whatever you ask. Men's mission members or whoever it is. If you are doing these things, you can confidently ask God whatever you wish and it will be given. As time goes by, I receive the power of God even to control the weather conditions, even the things of the nature. More and more and more greatly. Every year.
So
this verse is realized in their life. They've already prepared the proper faith, and they always pray for God's kingdom, and they are faithful. So they can receive whatever they ask in prayer. It's like whenever it is necessary, we can draw and spend money that we saved in a bank. If a person has established a proper faith well, and then prays, Father, I need this, then he will say, okay, and give him the answer immediately. Sometimes you hear that you receive answers immediately upon prayer. Even from new believers, they've registered in the church very recently and they receive the answer immediately. It means, after accepting God, they're so happy and full of spirit and they're so joyful and they pray and they attend all the kinds of worship services. They're so happy. They're so full of spirit. So even though they are new believers, they are in the first level of faith. And yet they receive all the answers to their prayers. Because in that stage, they act like those who are in the third or fourth level of faith. So they receive the answers. But those who are in the fourth level, actually, they are, they have that kind of state all the time. They have the faith. They don't have any wall of sin. So, if you call unto God, Father, then Father will say, here I am. And give you the answer.
She has saved
money in a bank. You don't have to get the permission from the director of the bank. If you want to draw it, you can draw it anytime. You can just show your bank book and you can just draw it anytime. They have to give it to you. Maybe they are not able to sometimes. Suppose you want to draw some kinds of millions or billions of dollars, then they don't have the cash right now, so they have to wait. You have to wait for a couple of days. But God doesn't even have that. Because everything in this universe is God's. Gold is His. Silver is His. If you ask, He can give you any time, immediately. That is why I stored up so much in the kingdom of God. With your faithfulness, you do prayer, with your offerings and everything. And if you need something and ask God, you will say, okay, and He will give to you right away.
But
as for me, I ask God and He gives me. In case of a bank, it might take a couple of days if the amount is so big. But if I need something, some amount in that week, God always gives within that week. Or even before I pray, it is already answered. I experienced this kind of thing so many times. Men's mission members, those who are doing business, if you can receive answers this way, what a blessing it will be. And anyone can receive these answers too. The prayers of the ones whose souls are prosperous will be answered by God right away as necessary. They do not have to offer vowed prayers or fast to receive the answer, but if they just pray once, or just by having the desire in heart, the answer will be given. On the contrary, the big answers for the kingdom of God, it cannot be done by one person's individual effort. If it's for a department, all the members of the department should set up the proper faith together. If it's for the whole church has to set up the proper faith together. I pray this in the name of the Lord that you will understand this spiritual principle well so that you can receive answers to all your prayers and give glory to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them.
From head to toe.
Give them spiritual fullness of spirit. Surround them with light and give them faith. Father, answer to all their prayers and heart's desires. If they have infirmities, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, on trails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed, light come. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be cleansed, light come. Give them spiritual and physical health. All internal organs, including stomach, intestines, liver, heart, kidney, be healthy. All skin diseases go away. Cancers, last stage, metastasized cancers, lung diseases go away. Skin diseases go away. Be burnt by the fire of the Holy Spirit, but cleansed. Light come. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Father, thank you for healing so many students. And thank you for blessing them in so many various ways. Thank you for giving them faith, and thank you for letting them cut off the worldly things and let their faith grow up quickly so that they can go, let many of them go into spirit and whole spirit.
And
let many of them be able to go into New Jerusalem. Father, thank you. Father, thank you. Answer to their prayers. Answer to their petitions. Be filled by the fullness of the Holy Spirit. Light come. Father, give them power and strength, and let them be on the rock of faith quickly, and let them go into spirit and whole spirit. Let many of them do that. Give them financial help, financial blessings. Let their tithes increase. And let there be nobody who is in poverty. Let there be nobody who is in sickness. Let them keep the commandments, hear the word of God, listen to the word of God, so that they won't face any disasters or problems. Father, bless them in so many various ways. And Father, bless their families too, so that they can be spiritual families. And their family members will be on the rock of faith and in spirit too. Father, thank you. Let them cast away all forms of evil and have all only heart of goodness and give glory to God. Lord, thank you. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray.
Amen.